Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sinister Mystery of the Mesmerizing Girl, The Extraordinary Adventures of the Athena Club, Book 3, by Theodora Goss. Read by Kate Redding.
For Mary Shelley, Mother of Monsters. Finally, they realized they were the monsters. Mary: Now you're just trying to upset me. Catherine: Did it work? Mary: No, not really. I mean, I know perfectly well that we're monsters. Even me. I didn't want to admit that for a long time, but I can't deny it, can I? It's not such a bad thing, after all. Catherine: I told you so. Volume 1. The Mesmerist. Chapter 1. The Temple of Isis. Princess Aisha stared down into the lotus pool. The orange fish had hidden itself under one of the floating leaves. The lotus flower rose up, yellow and conical, perfectly still in the hot summer afternoon. A dragonfly landed on it, spreading its iridescent wings. The orange fish was also iridescent, and the water shimmered in the sunlight. It was as though everything here shimmered. Nothing was stable, nothing ordinary, like a mirage. Would it all disappear? Would she be left sitting on desert sand? That, she had been told by her nurse, was what happened to travellers who ventured out beyond the verdure on either side of the river, beyond the date palm orchards and barley fields. "Come, child," said Queen Merope. "The High Priestess is ready to see us." She looked up at the Queen. Her mother was the most beautiful woman she had ever seen, tall, with the long neck of an ibis, and slender hands just beginning to lose the suppleness of youth. Her skin was a burnished brown. She had come from Heliopolis and was said to be descended from the ancient kings who had ruled Egypt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?